Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Terrence A. Gross of Gross & Schuster Personal Injury Lawyers, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I'm very excited to welcome Mr. Terrence A. Gross this morning of Gross & Schuster. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing good. Of course, I was up late last night, like most of us with these elections, thought we'd know something today, and I guess we don't. Welcome to the new world. There's another twist and turn of 2020. So we'll see. And hopefully we'll have a president before the end of 2020. We'll see.
But, that would be great.
Anyway, I didn't come here to talk politics, so I didn't come there. But I tell you, I want to go over a topic. And, most of the people know who I am. I've been on this show for quite some time and been on radio. Actually, I've been on talk radio in Pensacola since 1981. I became a lawyer in 1979. By 1981, I was on talk radio, and I've been on it ever since. They say I got a great face for radio. That's what everybody says. I got a perfect face for radio. But
I've heard the same.
Anyway, as a personal injury lawyer, and being a lawyer for 41 years, I have specialized in car accidents. And I would tell you, one of the biggest changes that affected my practice was a 1996 Supreme Court decision, Florida Supreme Court, Matthews versus Blue Shield. And what it said, it had gone on to some extent before then, but there it just definitively said that lawyers, if you're going to settle personal injury cases for injured people, you have the responsibility to pay back all health carriers, whether it's TRICARE, Medicare, Medicaid, VA, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, it doesn't matter. It's called subrogation. So when we settle, so if I'm representing you and we settle for $100,000, of course, the lawyer gets a fee, but not only do you have outstanding medical bills you've got to deal with, but now we have medical liens. So if Medicare's paid $8,000, I have to deal with that. Medicaid, TRICARE, and all that. And as a result, as you might guess, it is labor intensive. So in our law firm, we have six medical bill paralegals. They don't talk a whole lot to clients. They do somewhat. They don't go to court. They don't do legal research. They don't write memorandums. They don't do interrogatories. They don't do litigation. They don't do dictation. They deal with medical bills, and it is a full-time job. It is crazy, and you have to know, you got to play Sherlock Holmes sometimes, because a lot of hospitals and doctors, they just take your money. They just take your money, and it's not recorded very well. Where did the money come from? They don't know. And if it came from Medicare, one set of rules applies. If it came from TRICARE, another. Did the client pay it? Did no fault pay it? And it's so important. Workers' comp, there's a set of rules to every payer. It is a headache. It is really, these cases are a three-ring circus. Most of our clients come in and goes, well, okay, the lawyer's job is to settle with the guy that hit me, and that should be that. And nothing could be further from the truth, because what happens is I'll settle a case. I will settle with the at-fault party. We'll get a reasonable settlement. My client usually gets something, but then a lot of money is held up in my trust account until I could deal with these subrogation issues. And it's easier said than done, especially with the federal entities. So if you think about it, and I know you never have probably, but we actually deal with four different federal programs. I got to deal with Medicare on many cases for our older people. I got to deal with Medicaid for our not so well-off people, our poorer people. I got to deal with TRICARE with current and past military. And then I got to deal with VA with vets that treat at the, like a VA hospital. And each one of them has a different set of rules and hurdles that you have to deal with. So it is a logistical nightmare. Now, I can also tell you with this subrogation that COVID has thrown me a curveball. And what is the curveball? Before COVID, I would actually tell you for a federal program, TRICARE is pretty good. I mean, you write TRICARE, they would respond. You write TRICARE and say, hey, how much do we owe you? We just settled. We want to confirm your final balance. Please give us confirmation so that we know how much to pay and how much to give our client. Sounds pretty easy. Well, since COVID, what has happened? Well, a lot of these TRICARE people are now working remotely. I mean, a lot of America is now working remotely, which means you're not in the office. Well, the federal government, I can tell you one thing, they're not going to let some TRICARE person working out of their house, working on an unsecured computer. So they have a computer, but it's limited in what it can do. So we'll call the person and say, well, I'm going to have to get back with you. I'm not in the office. I'll get back with you next month. Same thing as right then in the old days. I'll tell you tomorrow, next month, and you call back next month. Well, it may be another month because they're not in the office and they don't have access to their own information because they're scared of security, and the secure computers are probably within whatever federal building they used to work in. So that is a problem. So now I got all these clients. I've settled. I got two ladies right now that would love to be paid, and I'm telling them I'm not sure what the total TRICARE amount is. And until we know that, I can't give you money because I have to have enough money in my trust account to cover the TRICARE lien and so forth. And by the way, since 2008, TRICARE doesn't negotiate. So if they paid $12,000, they want me to pay them $12,000 back. So it's kind of iron-fisted. If I've got Medicare now, Medicare does not work like TRICARE. We can negotiate with TRICARE, and they actually have a formula that includes they'll reduce the lien by the amount of attorney's fees and costs. So if the attorney's fees and costs are 35%, they'll take 35% off their lien, which helps my client out. And then Medicaid, you never know what they're going to do. And the worst responder is VA. VA, you know, we're trying to pay. Imagine this. Imagine I owed you money. What if, Ruthie, I owed you money? And I'm saying, Ruthie, how much do I owe you? I'm going to write you a check right now. And you go, I don't know. I'll get back with me in a couple months. I'll let you know. Mm. That conversation would never take place, right?
Correct.
That's a stupid. So we're at the VA and say, VA, we want to pay you back. How much do we owe you? And no response, no response. 6 months will go by, and then you got a client that's starting to get mad at the lawyer, like it's the lawyer's fault. And believe you me, when we settle, we don't want all these loose ends. We want to deal with this. So you're dealing with some private insurers, usually better, like Blue Cross. You know, they're a private company. They're not a federal entity. And the adjusters are pretty good about saying, yes, we paid $12,000 and we'll take $8,000 back. And then you know what you're doing. But it's very difficult. And every entity that pays, again, has a different formula on getting paid back. And then sometimes you got to figure out who paid, because we got many clients. What if you are in your 70s? And you're on Medicare, but you also served 40 years in the military, and you got TRICARE for life. Well, A, who paid? And we got to figure out, did TRICARE pay or Medicare pay? Because it's a big difference. And then sometimes neither of them pay. I got a man right now that had surgery, and TRICARE saying, Medicare, you're primary, we're not paying. Medicare saying, TRICARE, you're primary, we're not paying. So here's a poor son of a gun with two sources of help. And neither one want to pay. And I can't give my client anything on a six-figure settlement of for cervical fusion. And thankfully, this client is very understanding right now. But it's just like we're kind of, I'm going to say it. I could say this on the air. I guess we're peeing in the wind is what we're doing. and so it is very frustrating. It is very frustrating as a personal injury lawyer because we work so hard on the back end of these cases. And I would tell you, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I really believe this. I'm just saying it. And if you think it's braggadocious, then maybe. But I do believe it. I believe in my heart that if XYZ law firm settles a case for $100,000 and we settle that same case for $100,000, I truly believe that my client's going to get more money using our law firm. And there's lots of reasons for that. One, when I'm talking about these paralegals that we have that just specialize in this and we just go the extra mile. But also, if I think my client's getting shorted, maybe there's just not enough coverage, then I'm willing to compromise my fees. And if I compromise my fees, not only does my client get more money by me taking less than my contract, but it makes it an easier argument to the insurance company we're dealing with, Blue Cross or whoever, and we let them know, hey, by the way, we took less, you take less. We go to the doctor. So if the MRI is owed $2,800, we don't pay them $2,800. And we negotiate to a fair amount, and they're usually pretty happy to get paid pretty soon as opposed to waiting. And so it's a win-win. So there's just so many moving parts to these cases, and every body of law has a different set of rules. I mean, it's just very complex, and I could just rattle these things off. It just, you know, so like no fault. If your no fault car insurance pays under no fault, your $10,000 limit, your PIP, personal injury protection, if they pay, we don't have to pay them back. So that's wonderful. So we work very hard to make sure that no fault pays their $10,000 limit. So if they do, not only do you not have to pay back the $10,000, Ruthie, but there's also a little bit of write off. So if they pay $10,000, you'll probably have $2,000 or $3,000 of the bills also disappear. So that means there's $13,000 maybe that my client is not responsible for at the end of the case. That's beautiful. So we try to work it that way just to maximize the recovery. With TRICARE, we got to pay them back usually 100%. Usually, but the good news is if you had surgery and your bills were $100,000, which is not surprising for surgery, if they were $100,000, TRICARE may pay $12,000. If they pay $12,000, that hospital and the doctors and the anesthesiologist, whoever accepted money from TRICARE, has to write off the balance. So the write-offs of TRICARE are pretty draconian, pretty large. They're even larger Medicaid. That's why some of you listening, you may have Medicaid, and you may have found it very difficult to find doctors that will see you. And that's why a lot of Medicaid patients I see end up at the ERs, because the ERs got to accept Medicaid. So yeah, they can't get a primary physician, because what primary physician wants to charge $500 for a visit only to be paid $50 by Medicaid and then writing off $450? The $50 may not be enough to keep the doors open. So between the time you spend your staff and sanitizing and whatever's going on for that visit. So, you know, it is what it is, but we just try to maneuver and go through all this. But again, we have ladies that are experts in CPT codes. They're experts, and they look at the EOBs. You got to look at tip logs and see what was written off. Some entities don't like to write off. They like to take the money from some insurance company, but then don't want to write off, even though the contract says they must write off. Mm-hmm. And then we have to beat them over the head. Hey, you took the money, you got to write off. And that goes on and on and on.
And I imagine.
So is there a number if somebody wants to call us?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. If you have a question, you can call or text 850-437-1620. We can get that answered. And, you know, this is just very eye-opening about like you said, all these different agencies, each having their own hurdles, each having their own set of rules. And I imagine, though, that they are also understanding that, like you mentioned, the anesthesiologist or whomever received payment they know that that's their responsibility to write off the rest of it as well. Is that right? Like, they should know that.
Yeah, it varies. It varies from entity to entity. I tell you right now, for instance, we have, I'm going to test you in this. So we have a young girl that had a very bad accident. She was not Lulu, maybe semi-conscious. So they brought in Lifelight. So Lifelight comes in, picks her up by, helicopter at the scene of the accident, takes her to the closest hospital, which I think was Baptist. And what do you think that air ride cost? What do you think the bill they charged for that air ride?
Oh, gosh. Maybe
$15,000? $39,000. Okay, so that's just shocking.
Wow.
So her insurance company, I think, paid $18,000. So they paid $18,000, which is still a lot. And they paid $18,000, and by contract, the Lifelight should write off $21,000. They accepted the $18,000, they got paid, and now they're trying to backfill it. They're trying to, and we're going round and round with them on that just one particular instance. So, that's a $21,000 swing to my client, and so forth. So this is what we have to deal with. From case to case. So, it just varies. I had a case in Okaloosa County where a lady was driving her car and a guy came in, almost hit her head on, and she veered, and it was a major sideswipe. But what it did, it caused her car to roll. It was in the summer, so my lady's window was down, and believe it or not, she got road rash. In a car wreck. I mean, you never hear that. You hear it with motorcycles all the time, but her shoulder actually drug on the pavement, and she got banged up pretty bad, and the hospital bills. So her hospital bills were $159,000.
Wow.
And so catch this. So the defendant that caused the wreck only had $100. That's all they got. And my lady didn't have full coverage. So, yeah, I got the $100. But if you settle for $100 and you owe $159, how in the world are you going to get anything in the person's pocket? Well, my lady had Medicaid. And I said, ma'am, you're just going to have to sit tight. It's just, you're just going to have to take a leap of faith with me. But we're just going to have to sit and sit and sit and sit on this case and let Medicaid do whatever. So we waited and waited. And, of course, Medicaid's slow. And probably the hospital didn't want to take Medicaid and they're waiting. And finally, about 9 months after the wreck, they accepted Medicaid. Medicaid paid $40-something hundred. They wrote off all the balance. So it means $155,000 of the bills disappeared. And
wow.
My lady ended up getting a good settlement. So that was a horrible settlement initially, because she's not going to net anything and be upside down. Now we go from a bad settlement to a good settlement. So it is what it is, and these cases just take time. I mean, and people have to understand that.
And that one had a positive outcome. Terrence, we have a call coming in from Mary in Pensacola.
Good.
Mary, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Terrence Gross. Please go right ahead with your question.
Yes, I have a question about the PFSA water contamination with the government. If you hire a lawyer and the lawyer wants 50% and they got several other attorney firms involved in this, but they're saying their money doesn't come from your money, how does the government pay them, all three of them firms, with the settlement?
Well, first of all, 50% sounds very high to me. And again, I'm an expert on Florida law, so you could be talking about some type of federal class action. I'm not sure that Florida lawyers are limited at 40% plus cost. Now, it may get to 50% because if you charge 40% for litigation and then you're spending thousands on discovery, it may approach 50%. But the lawyers have to split those fees. So it's not like each lawyer gets a fee. because every now and then, like, for instance, I just had a young man that was injured in Delaware. He retained me because he's a Florida guy, and I know the family, and I had to go hire a Delaware lawyer. I worked with the Delaware lawyer. We finally settled, and we split the fees. So the lawyers – so if you got three lawyers, you should be getting three lawyers for the price of one. But what you're describing is probably some type of class action. I am not a class action lawyer. And I do know that some of these class actions don't turn out great for the plaintiffs, where maybe the lawyers get something. And I've heard these horror stories where, you know, the client gets not as much as you would think because it's some kind of big pool of money from a class action. So I don't do that. I'm not against class action lawyers. I think they do a good job of things, but it's just something that is, you know, I'm more of a local Florida car wreck lawyer. So I appreciate you calling. I really can't get too much more into that. We have a very short program, but I appreciate the call. And that's the best answer I can give you on that. Okay. Thank you. So how much time do we have left on the program?
We've got about 3.5 minutes.
Okay. You give me a 1 minute warning because I like to wrap up. But
sure.
So again, this is part and parcel of what we do. So it's just, you know, if you were to interview one of my paralegals, it's not the easiest job. It's stressful because you don't want to miss a lien because, you know, the client wants their money. And I'll tell you a bad story myself. So here's what happened. I had a lady about 5 years ago had a car wreck, and she was military, but she treated at Herbert and Eglin. So she was going back and forth. Unbeknownst to us, we did not know this. Apparently, TRICARE opened up two different accounts. Now, that's unusual, and we thought it was all one account. So when we settled, we got a TRICARE lien. They said, we want $2,600 back. We paid them their $2,600. I gave my client the money, and goodbye. Well, about 3 years later, we get a letter from TRICARE saying we owe them $5,000. And we're saying, wait a second. We paid you $2,600. Here's our proof. They go, oh, that was that TRICARE account. This is a different one. So it was missed. And I had to eat it. I had to pay him the $5,000 out of my own pocket because I'm not going to go back to my client 3 years later and say, oh, by the way, you know, it was bizarre because usually they have it all in one, you know, bundle. And it was just confusing the way that went down. But it just shows you the pitfalls that we had to be very careful before giving money to clients because we had these clients, what, COVID, they lost their job, they're repossessing the car, they need money, they know I got money in my trust account, and they're begging me to give them money, but I can't always do that. I'm not heartless, but if I overpay and I give them something and the lien is bigger, I get stuck with it. I can't do that. I mean, I'd be going in reverse.
Right.
So I know we're reaching the wrap-up time probably, but again, this is Terrence Gross, and again, I've been out here in the community for 41 years. I'm proud to say I'm my son Rhett Gross with me. My son Tyler Gross with me, my son-in-law Dalton Allen, my son-in-law is not with us, and we've had Charlie Schuster, of course, for 20 years as a law partner. So we serve the whole county. We got 5 offices, though. We have Pensacola. We have Milton up in Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. You can call us locally at 434-3333, 434-3333. We have a great website, GrossandSchuster.com. Our website is meant to be educational. Some lawyers brag on the websites about $1 million verdict here and $1 million settlement there. Of course we have those kind of cases, but we don't brag about them. We like to give you information. So if you went up to our website, you could read about uninsured motorists, no-fault subrogation like we talked about today. We're out of time. Thank you very much.